Thousands are affected by Sri Lanka's monsoon rains. Christians are responding. Ministry relief is en route to Myanmar, and world changers take a week to glean wisdom. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Thousands of people have been displaced as monsoon rains have hit the island nation of Sri Lanka. Founder and president of Gospel for Asia, K.P. Yohannan, says
the number of people died, they said officially about 20 people, but our people are saying the numbers are way more than that. Our people began filtering people food and clothes. Some 83,000 families in seven districts were displaced.
Yohannan says this is happening on top of the ongoing civil unrest taking place. Christians have faced increasing amounts of persecution, but the disaster has changed that.
In the midst of suffering and huge problems, people seem to listen and they ask us to pray for them and tell them about, you know, Jesus and hope. And obviously that is happening.
While helping physically is important, Yohannan says
their hope is that every individual they run into will hear about the Lord and they can pray for them and lead them to the Lord.
Next, more than a month has passed since Cyclone Nargis ravaged Myanmar. The United Nations estimates more than 1 million people still haven't received help, medical or otherwise. International Aid's Miles Fish says their shipment is in transit now and should arrive early next week.
This shipment contains 6 medical clinics. The best way to describe what those include is just picture everything that you'd have in a doctor's office. Examining tables, scales, monitors, those kinds of things that are desperately needed to provide just the rudimentary healthcare services that this displaced population is in such dire need of.
International Aid's Sonny Enriquez has been in Myanmar since May 30th. He's establishing distribution networks with local churches and faith-based non-government organizations.
We found that supporting the local Christian movement that is in country enables them to use our supplies to not only demonstrate the love of Christ, but then to build the kind of relationships that are necessary so that they get to the point where they can articulate their faith in Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. The earthquake in China has opened up opportunities for Christian ministry, reports Open Doors Director for China Training. The area hadn't been very open to the gospel before the earthquake, but since then, many lives have been touched by the ministry of local Christians and the good news of Jesus Christ. Christians from other cities are also planning to travel to the area to minister there long term. Pray that the gospel will continue to spread. Meanwhile, every year, young world changers gather at Northwestern University in the U.S. for the Global Engagement Summit. Ryan Peterson, a member of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, co-directs the event. The 55 students who attend either run or have a development project in the works. Peterson says the summit helps by
putting the delegates in a community where they will be challenged to look at how precise their proposals are and how well suited to the community they are, and in many ways opening up new ideas of how they could expand upon what they're doing.
Peterson's Christian faith motivates him to govern change.
When people see us working very passionately for social change alongside of people with very different worldviews, they come to really respect where we get our motivations from, and more so they care about us being a part of trying to, I guess, do good well.
Pray for the delegates around the world as they plan their projects. And funds are needed to buy a building for a kindergarten and childcare center in Kirkuk, Iraq. Run by a church connected to Sat7, it's in high demand from local families and recognized as the best in the city. 90% of the center's students are Muslim, and they're beginning to learn Christian values and reject vengeance and fanaticism. Center also models ethnic and religious harmony as students from many backgrounds attend. Contact Sat7 if you'd like to support the center. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's making available a copy of Thirsty, a DVD and personal renewal from Sammy Tippett Ministries. Tippett's inspiring personal story of tragedy and hope will help you understand how you too can be revived. Get Thirsty by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.